Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in His temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to His people. May the Lord bless His people with peace. The 20th century American preacher A.W. Tozer once said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." Who is God to you? Ponder this psalm. Has the awe-inspiring greatness of God, displayed in unspeakable majesty and strength, been pressed into your heart? If not, this psalm helps to do so. The Bible gives us multiple angles of who God is. He is both transcendent and immanent, both high and low, both great and good, both mighty and merciful. Some of us may tend to emphasize one or the other of these in our thoughts of God, but the Bible insists that we hold up both together. This ought not to surprise us, for greatness without goodness is terrifying, while goodness without greatness is impotent. The apparent tension between these twin realities was finally resolved in Jesus Christ. In Him, we see the merciful heart of God and the unprecedented nearness of God in our very midst, healing the sick, forgiving the penitent, welcoming the children. Yet for all those who do not bow the knee in contrition to Christ, only fury and wrath await them at His second coming. Now is the time to humble ourselves and plead for mercy, which, in accord with His deepest heart, He delights to give.